Check, stop recording.
Hello and welcome back to Let's Play Hellhunter Antinomen. This is part 3, and if you saw part 2, we just made it through Werewolf Forest and we killed Top Dog, Alpha. So, let us see what we have. We are at the Mountain Pass entrance.
Axe! The axe is near the lumber. There's no need for other axes anyway. Watering can. Apparently the owner of the house is used to taking care of flowers. Flowers. They're good looking. Once in a while, it's not such a bad sight. Lumber. This time, there's no doubt. This is the house of a lumberjack. To misty lands. To the wooden... To the mountain pass. Elian must enter that house. The mountain pass can wait until tomorrow. Axe, to the wooden
tomorrow.
House.
It'll be soon. There, Elian.
With his last force, Elian enters the house. His perception didn't fool him. He can eat some food and rest. It looks like the house of a lumberjack, judging by the house and the tools inside it.
All right.
You have reached Wooden House.
Now, this is one thing I do wonder about. Let's go through the house first, and we'll talk about this after.
Saving point. You saved the game.
Save the game.
Medical kit.
Get some blood.
Elian finds inside it 2 transfusion bags, hence 2 blood vials. Tools. There are many tools used in a lumberjack's job. Pot hanging over fire. Toolbox.
We'll come back to that.
The box is typically used to store other tools, but now Elian has to take care of his needs. Bed. The bed of the owner. It's not necessary to use it. To the mountain. Save medic. Tools. Save. Used medic. Tool. Pot hanging over fire.
Now this is what I don't get. I know the game is supposed to take place in modern times, and we were in a city that had modern stuff. Dracula's castle had modern stuff. And now we are in a house that seems to not have electricity and is using a fire. So,
pot hanging over fire.
Look at the pot.
Elian gets a bowl and a spoon that he found somewhere in the room and sits in front of the fire. It's warm. Finally, he can get dry and eat something. The stew is actually delicious. Elian puts the pot away and falls asleep in front of the fire in no time.
Oh no, nothing's gonna go wrong at all. This is the part where you definitely, at least as far as I've gotten, this is definitely a part where you want to make sure the music is turned down. Not for this particular fight, but you'll see why.
In the middle of his sleep, the sound of dragged chains, followed by a terrible voice, wakes Elian up just in time to avoid a deadly punch from an unknown creature. He has the appearance of a golem, and the shape is one of a humanoid of massive size. The body is metallic. Some broken chain is still attached to his body, making that creepy noise with each step. Rather than a robot, it's more like a construct. However, Elian must get ready for the battle. But a monster like this seems immune to attacks. He must consider a retreat. To escape when Elian can't win, he has to dodge the attacks until he manages to escape. The battle begins.
So if you remember the manticore fight, you don't have to hit the manticore. That's the same for this one, you just dodge. You can hit it, but it doesn't really do any good.
Dumbbear.
Vampire.
Valiant manages to escape. The battle ends.
Thankfully, it didn't register the down arrow.
Press control. No matter the weapon, that creature seems invincible, and his blows are devastating. Elian is forced to run away.
Alright.
Bed. Toolbox. Tools. Medical. Saving point. To the mount. Saving point. You open life point 100%. You're back to the mountain pass entrance.
There we go.
You have reached mountain pass entrance. To the mountain pass.
Now somebody explain to me what the chains are, but I forget. If I remember correctly though, I think it's the thing is following you. And like every step you take, it moves with you, maybe?
To the wood, to the mountain pass.
Although I don't remember. I could be way off. If someone knows, please correct me on that.
That being is quite fast. The path is steep. On top of that, thorns and roots are along the way. They're actually monsters. The worst type of combination for Elian, considering he's trying to escape. You have reached Mountain Pass, northeast. Man-eater roots. The battle begins.
Hey, I dodged. You hear how quiet that is? Imagine trying to hear that over that track.
The battle ends.
At full volume.
Elian gains 130 experience points.
Imagine trying to hear those roots over this track at this volume.
Dampier.
The battle begins.
Although those roots were a lot easier to hear compared to
Dampier.
One of the other enemies that we're going to find in a minute.
More than 75% life points.
Dampier.
Again, that's what happens when you don't pay attention. You lose health.
Less than 75%. Elian manages to escape. The battle ends.
I should still be fine, though.
Press control to continue course. Stone pillar. Maybe a monument, or maybe part of a structure. Still, there's no space to build. So Elian leans toward the first option. To the mountain pass entrance. Southwest exit. Bloodsucker thorns. The battle begins.
This is the other enemy. And as you can hear, it is way quieter than the man-eater roots.
The battle ends.
So if you think the roots would be hard to hear Elian gains over this
110
track,
experience.
Imagine trying to hear those thorns.
Southwest to the mountain. Southwest.
Not fun.
Elian is getting tired, but that creature seems unstoppable. How can it be? The rocks and the steepness are a problem just for Elian. The distances are getting shorter and shorter. This is not good. You have reached Mountain Pass Center. Rocks. Those rocks are perfect to block the path, which is already narrow and steep. Bloodsucker thorns. The battle begins.
Ow.
The battle ends.
Screw off.
Alien gains rocks.
And what I will do...
You oak with alert sound on quiet. Activated alert.
Temporarily.
You're bashing
to show
the
you
map.
Guys what it sounds like, I will use this.
Narrow man-eater roots.
It's something I prefer not
battle
to
battle begin.
So given this is a quiet enemy... You get that sound whenever it attacks.
The battle ends. Alien gains 130. Quit. Get alert deactivated.
I don't
You're
like
back
that
in
sound
the map.
On. I don't need it, so it's going to be turned off.
Rocks. Narrow path. It's very difficult to cross this path. Being attacked here by a monster is very dangerous. Northeast exit, southwest exit.
Wait, you again?
Battle begins.
Oh, I'm going to hit you. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Less than 50% life points.
Oh god, I think they have enough blood vials.
Manages to escape. The battle ends.
But whatever.
Press control to continue. Rocks. Narrow northeast southwest exit. Rocks.
This was a bug in the old version. This is where the enemy was. There's a blank tile there that doesn't speak, and you cannot activate it.
Southwest.
So. The only place we can walk is
this
southwest.
Is the pinnacle of the mountain pass. Even if Elian proceeds further, it will be just a matter of time before that being reaches him. There's an edge over there. Maybe Elian can lure him there to make him fall.
Maybe.
You have reached Mount Rubble. It has been caused by a landslide. No one would want to be there when it happens. Broken shotgun. If the owner of this weapon is under the rubble next to the shotgun, then he's done for, judging by the state of the shotgun.
You don't say.
Edge of the cliff. Four-leaf clover. What a curious coincidence. Alone among the rocks. They say it brings luck. But Elian doesn't believe that kind of stuff. Despite each day having to face countless creatures of the night. Northeast, to the wasteland. Rubble, to the wasteland. Elian still has some business left to deal with in this mountain pass. Rubble, broken shot. Edge of the cliff. Elian places himself next to the edge and waits for the monster, which arrives a few moments later. That being rushes toward Elian. Now he has to make a choice quickly. Press the left arrow. Elian times his jump just right. The monster misses him and falls from the mountain pass. That should be enough. Elian can finally proceed. He wants to find some people and get some information. But before that, he realizes that the axe can't stay in the sack as it is, or it will be damaged. Maybe there could be a sheath for the axe in that house.
So, I don't know if it was fixed in this version, but what it was saying was press left or to jump left or to jump right, pretty much. But in the last version of the game, you had to jump before you finished speaking, otherwise the thing would charge you and hit you. I don't know if that's been changed or not. So that's why I just quick jumped to the side. I don't even think it matters which side you go to. So
broken shot. Rubble to the wasteland. Northeast.
going to make our way back northeast.
You have reached Mount Rocks, Bloodsucker Thorns.
Fight some of these, get
the
some
battle
XP.
Begins.
Ow.
Less than 50% life points. The battle ends.
Yes, kindly die.
Alien get rocks, narrow path, man-eater roots. The battle begins.
All right.
The battle ends.
That's done.
Alien gains 130 experience points. Press.
How many experience?
You opened the life points. Experience point. Alien reached level 2. 30 experience for the next level.
Alright.
You're back in rocks. Narrow northeast. South rock.
Northeast exit.
You have reached Mount Man-Eater Roots. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains 130 experience points. Alien increases his experience level. Press.
All right.
Corpse. Stone pillar. To the mountain. Southwest. Bloodsucker thorns. The battle begins.
Ow.
The battle ends. Alien gains 110 experience points. Alien gets blood
vial. Alright.
Corpse. Stone to the mount. South corpse. To the mountain pass and.
So I didn't lose a blood
You have
vial.
Reached mountain pass. You opened the inventory page. 13. Blood. You open your back in axe. Water to the mountain, to the wooden house. You have reached wooden saving point. You saved the game.
Wait,
medical kit.
Waited.
Tools. There are many. Toolbox. Actually, the sheath was above the box. Alien had to be very tired yesterday to not notice that. Anyway, Alien gets a leather sheath. And now he's ready to leave the mountain pass.
I didn't think it was that long.
To medical saving point. You saved the game.
We'll save the game.
You quit game.
And I will see you guys.
Hell Hunter. Exit game. Move him. Exit
in
game.
The next part. Where we go to the wasteland. Thank you guys for watching. I will talk to you later.